I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. U.S. senators voted overwhelmingly to debate a measure demanding U.S. troops leave Iraq by March 2008. This is a concern to Christians working there. Charles with Partners International in Northern Iraq says chaos will ensue. That could jeopardize their work, which is nothing short of amazing.
Partners International has helped start three schools working with our partner ministry who are now enrolling children in a Christian curriculum and actually learning about Jesus, and they're 95% from a Muslim Kurdish background.
Elsewhere, 15 organizations have joined together to help the persecuted church. Open Doors USA, Voice of the Martyrs, and the World Evangelical Alliance are just some of the groups that have joined to form the Religious Liberty Partnership. The network will meet annually to coordinate efforts, communicate the needs of the persecuted church, and to pray together. Through this unique network, they believe the suffering church can receive more relevant help than ever before. And Crossroad Bible Institute's taking spiritual warfare to a new level inside prisons in the U.S. They now have more than 40,000 active students, even though Islam is the fastest growing religion among inmates. President of Crossroad Bible Institute, David Scheringa, says some take the course simply to receive personal mail.
I think it's very possible that you'll have people who are not committed Christians yet who take the course, but then they get hooked on God's word and with the love of God's people in those letters and find out it's the real deal.
Spiritual warfare is huge in prisons, and you can help. Volunteer instructors are always needed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.